Welcome back, Noodle Squad. I am your host, Noel Mulkey, and this is Noodle On with Noel. And I am your host, Noel Mulkey. welcome back. We have a lot to talk about because, first of all, it's like to my avid, amazing listeners, I got questions. I have a question. I got questions saying, where are you? Where did you go? When's the next episode of the pod coming out? And I think anybody who has a podcast or is trying to start one, if someone is an avid listener enough to where you get asked that question, when's another episode? Ah, amazing. That means I have someone who's listening and is like, I was taken aback that people were wondering where an episode is, which means I'm doing my job as a podcaster, getting people interested in what I have to say. And at some point I thought, like, is like this ever going to have like structure? Is this podcast ever going to have some sort of like, and you know what? It might, but really I just love talking. If you can't tell, I just love it. I love doing it. I love talking. And I can talk all day. So yeah, right now we don't have any structure really, but I do want to say today's episode, there is a topic. We do have a topic. It's called pain. We have a topic and it's pain. But first of all, let me circle us back. I have been in Gran Canaria, Spain, the Canary Islands for the last month. Well, pretty much all of March. And that is the reason I have not put out a podcast. I was thinking of doing one there. And then I was like, no, it never really just turned out a lot. It never really just turned out to where I was like going to sit down and do one. And I thought it would be fun to do one there. But then I'm like, what about all my little microphone and all the stuff I have set up? And oh my gosh, that text message sound's going to drive me crazy. I need to remember to put my phone on silent before talking to you guys. Okay, so yeah, I've been in Tenerife, Gran Canaria, in the Canary Islands. And if you are big into cycling, which I'm sure at least some of my audience are avid cyclists, I would expect nothing less than to have some cyclist listening to this, since that's what I do. Go to Gran Canaria. It's absolutely amazing. It's such a cycling culture, right? Like when you're so used to biking in America, and then when you go over to Europe and you do cycle there, especially in towns that are meant for cycling, like Mogán, Mas Palomas in Gran Canaria is like, it's like set up for bikers. Like all the hotels there are like cycling hotels. All the bike, there's like a bike shop company called, oh gosh, what is it called? Oh my God, what is it called? I stared. It was like right across the street from me. Oh, Future Motion? Motion? Bike Motion? Evolve Motion? I don't know what it is. It's some bike company that like they like own. They're like literally in the hotels. So like if you do ever want to go to like a cycling camp and you're not quite sure how to even do that, like they have like, it's all set up for someone to help you. Like I'll always remember, it was really cool because like when I first started going on these camps, I didn't think I could just like go. I thought I had to be organized and like kind of like set out like who's the people I'm going with, blah, blah. But if you have Strava where you can find routes, if you have, a decent, you're pretty well versed in navigating and you know how to ride a bike, and like you can go to these places by yourself, and like, yeah, that I just think like I should do a whole episode on cycling camps and stuff, and like how to travel with a bike and stuff, because it is really, really hard to, it is a big old learning, like what do we do with the bike box, like each airline charges it differently. But yeah, there's a lot we could talk about with this. Real quick though, I know I said I wanted to talk about pain. And if you're on the YouTube part, you guys, and seeing me shuffle around quite a bit, that is because I have never ever experienced something this horrible, this painful. TMI, or maybe possibly TMI coming up. If you don't like talking about the bathroom, and just skip this segment to the next segment. But this is about my problem I'm going through right now. I am suffering. Sunday, and I'm recording this on a Friday. So it's like Sunday, or was it? Yeah, I think it was Sunday. I went to the bathroom. Well, I started getting some like itchiness, right? It was like itchy, and I kind of felt down there, and it was like it felt kind of hot and like bumpy or something. I was like, am I getting like a rash or some type of itch or something, fungal infection or something? I wish it was just a rash. Oh my gosh, you guys. I was in agony. So I was diagnosed with an internal hemorrhoid, not a very big one. I can't imagine if it was any bigger, because I will tell you, when I knew something was wrong was when I had to use the bathroom. So it felt like, I don't even know if there's enough words to describe it. Like, it literally just felt like I was shitting a hot fireball with spikes dipped in acid. I was like, ow, 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 ah, ah. And then I was like screaming. I was like, what the fuck is going on? I fully expected to look like in the toilet and see like just blood and my colon in the toilet, because of how bad. I was like, did I just shit out my colon? No, it wasn't. It just felt like that. Because I was in the hotel by myself, and I ripped off all my clothes. I was sweating, I was shaking, and I was screaming. I was like, what just happened? It was so unexpected. I had no idea that was there. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I can't go to the bathroom anymore, because it was horrible. It was the most painful thing. I was like, I can't go to the bathroom. And so then it's like, you have to plan. This was Sunday, and I was going to try to leave on a Tuesday. I was leaving on a Tuesday, and I was like, oh my gosh, I am not going to get this sorted out before the big travel day. And why is that hard with a big travel day coming up? I don't know. I just didn't think it would be fun to be doing that in the airport. And I had to end up doing the airport because I did not know. So I originally thought it was something, and then I was like, oh, this is definitely a hemorrhoid, looking at the symptoms, and it is. But so the first things we can do are stool softeners. There's creams and stuff, but I could not find anything in Gran Canaria. I could not find a single – the hotel did, and I didn't have a car. I went to one pharmacy, and – the language barrier was really bad. She just gave me a laxative, which is like not what I needed. I didn't want to have to go more. I just wanted like something to soften it, like a stool softener, right? Okay. But I could not find that. So I was like, just stick to eating fruits and stuff. But the more fiber you eat, the more you have to go. And I was like dreading going. Like, I was so scared. Because it's like just thinking like, I don't know. I've been through heroin withdrawal, people. I've been through heroin withdrawal. I've done 12 Ironmans. I feel, the reason I bring that up is I feel like I'm pretty good with pain. Like, no pain, I think. This was a different kind of pain. It was like pain where I was like seeing spots. I thought I was about to pass out because of how painful it was. Like, I thought I was like seeing spots. I was profusely sweating because of the pain. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is it. Died from an explosive shit. No. Okay, so fast forward, I got through the airport. It was horrible. It's been horrible until recently. I got home, and I actually went to the doctor yesterday, Thursday morning, and she said, she prescribed me a suppository. Suppository, what is it? Suppository. What are we, what suppository? Oh my God, what am I doing? I'm just like lost. Guys, when this happens to me, it's called, there's a word for this when I just lose everything. Oh, and she gave me, I think it's the text messages that's going off that's driving me nuts. Oh, and a cream and a stool softener, ibuprofen, and I'm supposed to check in with a surgeon in a week. But here's the thing and why I brought this all up, you guys. I just guess I was taken aback by how random it was. Like, I mean, like, I didn't think – I guess a lot of natural stuff is random. But, like, I really was not expecting that. I've never had a hernia. What am I – a hemorrhoid. I've never had a hemorrhoid before. I've never had really anything in that realm. I've had a lot of other problems. But, yeah. It was like – and now I know – like what it feels like when you don't like do what the doctor tells you, because now, okay, I'm sitting, guys, I have a suppository in right now. I didn't know how easy they were to put it in. You just put it in and it just dissolves or something. I don't know. We're going to move on from this subject because I've been talking about this for, it's just like 11 minutes now about my hemorrhoid situation, but I'm telling you, there's really nothing else to say. It was just so bad. And I have a little PTSD from how bad that was. Because, you know, I was by myself. Like, I didn't even know what to say to anyone. Like, I could call. And then it happened again so the reason I brought up how I didn't get what I needed, I didn't get the stool softener. I didn't get any type of cream or anything or lotion in the time from Sunday when it first happened to Tuesday, which was going to be a big travel day. I had to go from Gran Canaria to Madrid. I had to spend the night. Then I had to do like a 7-hour flight from Madrid to JFK, spend a few hours in JFK, then JFK to Burlington, then drive home from Burlington. It was a big old day. And I knew what was coming. I knew I'd be in the airport. I have IBS also, guys. So I do have frequent bowel movements anyways. And we're just laying it all out there, huh? We're just, there's no secrets on this podcast. Nothing to be ashamed of. I don't give a shit. But I thought it was, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to scream so loud that security's going to come running into the bathroom and be like, what is going on? I was thinking that. So I had to go to the bathroom at the airport. And my mom texted me and I said, what do I do? And she's like, bite down a pencil or something. So I bite down on my hoodie and it happens again. I think I'm like going on like 3 or 4 times unmedicated trying to shit with this thing. And every time it wasn't getting better, but I was kind of getting a little like used to the pain a little bit, like kind of like I knew what to expect, but still, oh my God. I was like in the airport, and you know when you're in an airport, there's a ton of people around in the bathroom, and when you're in the stall. So I actually went into the handicap stall, the handicap bathroom to do my business because I knew it might get loud, and it did, sort of. I'm just like, that's exactly how it goes. really bad, folks. So anyways, that was a week ago. That was Sunday. I now have some lidocaine preparation H, and it's really, really helping some. Anyways, that was my whole discussion on my situation with my hemorrhoid. And if you have, anyone else has dealt with this before, I've now done quite a bit of hemorrhoid research, and I have a lot of people I actually made a few posts about this. I have a lot of people in my comment sections on social media telling me how they're telling me what to do and everything. I'm pretty much listening to everyone. I've gone to the doctor. It's definitely an internal hemorrhoid. It's not an external hemorrhoid. Internal is like completely inside. I'm doing all the stuff that everyone's telling me. And I'm hoping it's going to get better soon. It's not as bad as it was the first few days. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's a big part of the last week. Like, I just wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy, people. That's not true. I'm petty. I definitely would wish that on my worst enemy. Okay. So where are we? Where are we doing? So yeah, I went to a month in Gran Canaria. I wanted to talk about like a lot of the long, like, so I did I really did have a hard time training there. I used to, you know, be so motivated and so like, gotta get my training in and gotta get it. And, you know, I don't know. This time it was such a different vibe with me at this camp. Like, it wasn't super, I did end up doing 4 or 5 above 5-hour bike rides. The one I really wanted to do, I never did. It was the full bike around the island. Oh, I wanted to do that so bad. And we just never, it never happened. It never panned out how I attempted it. I got super, super bonky, I made it to like, I think I attempted it like day 3 there. I was like, I'm just going to go do it. Fuck it. I'm going to do the whole, it's 120 miles. It's 13,000 feet of climbing. I've done it before. It's around the whole island of Gran Canaria. And I didn't. I made it like 4 hours in and bonked, really badly bonked. And, you know, my body's a lot different than it was last summer when I was doing these long rides because I have lost 30 pounds. So it's just kind of getting into the swing of things of these long bike rides again and trying to figure out how to fuel them without gaining a bunch of weight. I know that seems counterproductive. I know that seems opposite, like you're worried about gaining weight because you're biking longer. And the answer is yes, actually, I am. Because I definitely think one of the reasons I ballooned up to 200 pounds was from sports nutrition and fueling my rides. I really messed that up. So I don't want to do that again. And I definitely underdid it and I bonked and I was at this little tiny town in the mountains and I needed help. I needed assistance. My parents came to Gran Canaria for this camp for the first 12 days they were there. But another long story short, my mom left early because she got run over by a car and broke her wrist. Or, well, they thought she broke her wrist. She got an x-ray there that said she broke her wrist. In Spain, she got the x-ray, but apparently it was an old injury and it wasn't actually broken. But she still left anyways because she didn't want to sit around a biking mecca watching other people bike and not be able to do anything. And like, at least at home, she had like the trainer and stuff. And I don't know. They just left. And so then it was just me. And I got so, you know, I don't know. I used to think I was so, I still did it. I did like a 6.5-hour ride. It was only 93 miles, but it had like 11,000 feet of climbing. So it, and I got freezing. You know, I think one of the things I enjoy the most in life something I enjoy is long, epic bike rides. I love going to different countries and riding my bike, but not just riding it, going on a long day, like 6 to 8 hours through these towns in the country. Like it's the closest thing to like, I don't know, adventure that I get to see. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but that's like my thing. Long, epic bike rides where you get cold, you get hungry, but you still have to push through. And it's like 7 hours on the saddle. And like, you get home and you're like, damn, that was an epic day. That is my favorite thing in the world to do. I can name like on the top of my, I can name like 10 epic ones I've ever done. I didn't get to do it this time. It was a good ride, but it wasn't like the one. You know, I have a lot of bikes around the world that were like, that was the one. I did it. I did one time we did, it was 28,000 feet of climbing, I think, right? That could be wrong. Maybe 23,000 feet. I don't know. Or was it? I don't know. But it was in Girona, Spain. It was like an 8-hour day. It was it was like a circle. It's like a loop. And you go around to these different points, and they're like different climbs. So you go up, You go down, then you move to the next climb, and there's five of them. And it's like, so five different mountains to climb in one day. And it was like 8 hours. That was one. It was like 134 miles. I have to look it up. I could be completely skewing these numbers. Another one was the first time I went to Gran Canaria was a 120-mile ride, 11,000 feet of climbing. And that was the one I wanted to do, and I never did it there. And I'm thinking like, oh my gosh, am I kind of losing like the spark? Am I losing it? Do I want to be the fittest I can be? And I do think I do want to be, but it was a very hard year last year, and I have not had a good result in over a year. We're going on like over a year now with no good result. So, and it's not like I'm getting paid. I'm not a professional, but I think I really do want to do another good one. Like I really do want to do another good one. So, when I say a good one, I want to do another good Ironman. For those who are new to my podcast, I am a 12-time Ironman triathlete, but I've only done one out of the 12. I've only done one out of the 12 that I really, really, really am proud of. I'm proud of that I did my best work, and I want to do it again. I think I can go faster. I do think I can go faster. I think if I stay healthy, I can win one of these at some point in the amateur field. I think I can win, be the top amateur at one of these Ironmans. I truly do. I truly do believe that. But I have to stay healthy. You know, I can't take off months to not run and then expect to come back and do well, right? So that's where we're at. So anyways, that's where I have been. I've been in Gran Canaria, and I definitely just wanted to put something out there for you guys so you can hear my voice and just know the podcast is still going. We're still doing this. I'm still doing this. I love that you're filled into my health issues. You definitely are. You know, the ins and outs of what's going on. And if you have dealt with hemorrhoids, I need... I guess I don't need advice anymore because I've pretty much gotten all the advice. Everyone said, you know, we have the creams, we have the stool softener, we have the ibuprofen. I guess there's not really much else to add. Oh, you know what? Just add anything that you know about, actually. I heard this happens in pregnant women a lot. I could be completely wrong, but I heard a lot of women who have had babies get a lot of hemorrhoids. Women are tough. They have to go through childbirth and deal with a hemorrhoid. I even made a post. I said, I was like, I think this is the equivalent. This has to be what childbirth feels like. Or somewhat equivalent. And I could be completely wrong. I probably am completely wrong, but man, that is the closest I ever will be or ever want to be in the amount of pain that it takes to give pass a bowel movement while with a hemorrhoid, an internal hemorrhoid, as opposed to giving birth. I'm sure giving birth's a lot harder. You guys are tough. If you have to deal with both of those things, oh my gosh, kudos. More power to you, ladies, because I never want to get through that again. It's so bad. I know I'm being dramatic, but it was like really, really bad. Like so bad. But anyways, I just wanted to check in, and I'll put out another episode this week as well because I want to get back to interviewing people. But I really just want to check in and be like, I'm alive. Podcast is still on. I just took a little break from it while I went on my camp. But I'm back home, and I'm excited to get back into my routine. And yes, thank you guys for sticking along, and let me know if you've stayed to the end of this episode. Let me know how you are liking the podcast. We have 12 full episodes out, 2 bonus episodes, and leave a review, review, comment, anything you want to do. And thanks for listening. I'm your host, Noel, and this has been another episode of Noodle On with Noel. Ciao.